This goes to Marie. Her last name is N like November, Z like zebra, O, K, O, Y. N like November, P like practice. Fax is 517-321-7509. And Amy Painter, P like Paul, A-I-N-T-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-802-8815. Regarding Carol, middle initial A like Ann, Conrad, C-O, N like November, R-A-D like David. Date of birth 2/20/1945. Dear Miss N-Z-O-K-O-Y, and Miss Painter. This is a consultation for Mrs. Conrad, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which began in July of this year. Prior to July 14th, when her creatinine was found to be 1.4, creatinine levels were ranging between 0.7 and 0.8. She did have some significant tests and appointments this year. She initially became very short of breath with exertion, and she was had an echocardiogram done and also a stress test, and she was having some wheezing. So the echocardiogram showed a 60% ejection fraction, some mild to moderate aortic regurgitation, moderate mitral valve regurgitation, and grade 2 diastolic function with some elevated left atrial pressure. She also had a stress test done, and that was a nuclear medicine stress test. And the nuclear medicine portion of the stress test showed positive stress test for ischemia, and she was very symptomatic with shortness of breath during the stress test. And the patient then was referred for a cardiac catheterization. We have requested the report, so we don't know the exact date that that was done. It was done through a radial artery, and Dr. Lee did that at Bay Medical Center, and that was reportedly normal study. She also lost 20 to 30 pounds within the last year, and she stopped her methotrexate at the beginning of the year and has not used it at all since that time. And currently, her shortness of breath has resolved. Also, she had to stop Jardiance because she was having very low blood sugars at night. And she's not using Celebrex at our request when the consultation was requested. We asked her to stop the oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, which she did, and she does not have increased pain. Instead, she's using Tylenol, and that is working very well. She denies headaches or dizziness. Her worst complaint as far as pain goes is chronic low back pain. She does get injections in the back at the Sparrow Pain Clinic, and her most recent procedure was a rhizotomy. She feels like that is working better than the steroid injections did. And for the rheumatoid arthritis, she's treated monthly with Orencia, and she receives Solumedrol, 125 milligram IV push prior to the Orencia infusions monthly. But she does not take oral steroids after the infusions or at any time after them, after they are done. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. Her dyspnea is markedly improved. She has none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no orthopnea or PND, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Well, she does have overactive bladder symptoms and has to get to the bathroom quickly. Otherwise, she risks leakage. And she does have chronic pain in shoulders, knees, hands, hips. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, glaucoma, type 2 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis for more than 20 years, hyperlipidemia, anemia, polyarthralgia, aortic and mitral regurgitation, intermittent edema of the lower extremities, chronic fatigue, GERD, and chronic low back pain. Past surgical history, she had a right total hip replacement in 2022, a left total knee replacement in 2017, bilateral cataract removal 2015, cholecystectomy in 2012, tonsillectomy in 1954, appendectomy 1959, and a cardiac catheterization that was normal in 2023. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She occasionally consumes alcohol, but that's very rarely. She is single, and she's a retired from Wynn Telephone Company. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, COPD, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, chlorthalidone 12.5 mg daily, Flexeril 5 mg at bedtime, Detrol 2 mg one daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, Claritin 10 mg at bedtime, methotrexate, she is not taking any methotrexate since January of this year. It was 7 tablets of 2.5 mg once a week prior to January of 2023. Metoprolol succinate, 100 mg daily at bedtime. Prilosec, 20 mg daily. Orencia is 750 mg IV every 4 weeks, preceded by Solumedrol, 125 mg. Also, Crestor, 20 mg daily. Tylenol is 1,500 milligram in the morning and 1,000 in the evening. Vitamin D3 is 2,000 units daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligram twice a day, and aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 58 inches, weight 167 pounds. Pulse is 72, oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Absent tonsils. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruits. Heart is regular with a grade 1 over 6 systolic murmur. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions, 1 to 2 plus pedal pulses bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 23rd, 2023, creatinine was 1.2 with estimated GFR 46. September 21st, 23, creatinine 1.18, GFR 47. July 14th of 23, the creatinine was 1.4, GFR 39. May 22nd, 23, creatinine 0.8, GFR greater than 60. And 9-22 of 22, creatinine 0.7, GFR greater than 60. And 10-18-23, the sodium was low at 129. Potassium test was hemolyzed. Carbon dioxide, 22. Calcium is 9.1. Albumin, 4.4. Urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. The CBC showed a hemoglobin of 12.1, normal platelets and normal white count. 9-19-23, her sodium was 136. Again, potassium was hemolyzed, so not performed. carbon dioxide 19, calcium 9.2, albumin 4.2, 713 of 23, sodium 138, potassium 3.8, CO2 is 22, and GFR at that time 39. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with an abrupt change in July of this year. That's possibly due to the IV contrast that was required for her cardiac catheterization. That is at least what we are expecting. She had been on Celebrex daily for several years. So since she has stopped that as of November 1st, we're hoping for some improvement also in kidney function. So we've asked her to repeat her labs now, and then we will check them every 3 months thereafter. She'll be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Mount Pleasant. If she is to resume methotrexate use, we would recommend regular pulmonary function testing with D, capital D like David, C like Charlie, L like Libra, O like Oscar testing to screen for pulmonary toxicity that is known to be associated with methotrexate use. And the patient will be discussing that with you at, with Marie at her next rheumatology visit. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.